This is the Texas Standard.
In the U.S. and some 30 other countries, birthright citizenship is guaranteed by law. But for kids born in Texas, a birth certificate was far from a sure thing. In fact, as we reported last year, a group of undocumented parents sued the state of Texas over policies denying birth certificates to their kids born here. The state's position? Parents have to show acceptable forms of ID, and a card issued by Mexican consulates wasn't good enough. A major legal confrontation looked likely until late last week, when without fanfare, a settlement was reached. Which leaves us where exactly? Laura Hernandez, professor of law at Baylor Law School in Waco, welcome to Standard.
Thank you.
Is it clear why the attorney general would settle here? Was there something that fundamentally changed or not so much?
Well, it can't be perfectly clear because the settlement was confidential. However, it is probably very likely that the Texas Attorney General felt that they would not succeed in this case after a full trial of the merits. And so that inspired them to settle it before the case went any further.
Well, you know, you mentioned that this settlement agreement is closed. What does that mean as a practical matter for parents of newborns here in Texas? I mean, what sort of ID are they going to be able to use that sort of thing?
Well, what will happen as a result of the settlement is that there will probably be regulations issued by the state of Texas for the county clerks to follow, as well as for the average person to reference to see what the state of Texas will accept. And that is how the average person will know what they need to do to qualify for a birth certificate.
So there will be some kind of fixed list as opposed to what, clerks basically deciding on their own whether or not this is sufficient documentation?
That's correct. Clerks do not operate in a vacuum. They are given regulations and statutes to follow, and something to that effect will happen so that they will know that these forms of identification are now acceptable again.
I suppose the elephant in the room here is that matricula consular, which is this Mexican consulate-issued identification form, which Texas strongly objected to. What was the nature of that objection, and what's changed here?
Well, the matricula is a form of identification that is issued by the government of Mexico. And prior to 2013-2011, the government of Mexico was not very diligent in figuring out or in administering the issuance of this form of identification. Mm-hmm. In particular, they didn't monitor what happened and who they'd issued the matricula to. And for that reason, the state of Texas concluded that it was particularly susceptible to fraud. So as a result, at least according to the state of Texas, they tightened up and removed the matricula from an acceptable form of identification to obtain a birth certificate. However, the federal government of Mexico changed their administration of the matricula identification, mm-hmm. and now is very conscientious and does monitor who it's issued to and keeps track of those sorts of information. So the state of Texas's objection is not as relevant. Unfortunately for the plaintiffs last year, they did not offer the federal court the evidence to show that the state of Texas was focusing on the matricula and that these problems had already been fixed.
I see what you're saying. Okay, now it's one thing to settle, to have this settlement, but it's another thing to actually live up to that settlement agreement. Who's going to be in charge of monitoring to make sure that, in fact, birth certificates are being issued?
Well, in an ideal world, the state of Texas would be monitoring. However, probably practically speaking, the plaintiffs and the plaintiffs' lawyers will have to be monitoring whether or not state clerks around Texas are complying with the new regulations or the new statutory parameters. And if a number of clerks do not comply, or if there is not issuance of birth certificates when they are supposed to be issued, then the plaintiffs and their counsel can go back to court and use the settlement in essence as a hammer to force compliance.
Laura Hernandez is Baylor Professor of Law. Professor, thank you so much.
Thank you.